have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Hey, it's Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency, wishing you a beautiful day today. Hey, we're going through the Master Key System, Part 7 by Charles Hanel, because we're talking about visioneering, engineering your vision, visualization, and putting this together. Putting what together? Putting together the life you would love to live. How do you want to live? What is it that you want? You know, it still cracks me up because I still see people posting things everywhere. Well, the law of attraction doesn't work. I tried it. And then I got a message, a direct message from somebody and says, well, the law of attraction works, but it only works sometimes. It doesn't work all the time. You know, laws are laws. You know, I don't even want to get into that today. It's just really frustrating. If you're either thinking about what you don't want or you're thinking about what you do want, why don't you think about what you do want and try that for a little while? Let's just keep it simple, right? We've been moving through Part 7 of this classic work, the Master Key System. And I want to pick right up because we're almost done here, and I've been trying to cover 5 points per episode. Don't know if I can get quite through that today. We're going to try. I suggest, I've kept the titles of these episodes dealing with visualization very elementary and easy, so you can go back and make sure that you listen to all of them. They're titled Visioneering. There's Visioneering 1.0, 1.1, 1.2, that kind of thing. That's how I did that. So make sure you take these all in because one builds off the other. So we're on point 21 within part 7 of this, and that says, those who will give no attention to the world without, meaning the world around them, will seek only to ascertain the truth, will look only for wisdom, will find that this wisdom will unfold and disclose the source of all power, that it will manifest in thought and purpose, which will create the external conditions desired. The truth will find expression in noble purpose and courageous action. Wow, is that powerful. If we're not giving our attention to the world around us. Remember, we are not of the world around us. We are of the inner world. If we seek only to ascertain the truth, if that means if we just go to that presence and power that is within us that we're actually made of and look there for wisdom, we'll find this wisdom and it will unfold and it will show us the way. It'll show us the source of our power, which really is within us. And that'll make our world develop, unfold, manifest in our thoughts first, in our, aligned with our purpose, and it'll create the external conditions that we desire. This is how we bring what we want into the world of form, not looking outside of us, not worrying and wondering about the how, seeking the power that is within us, seeking the wisdom that is within us. And the truth is, as long as these things that we want and we desire are in alignment with all the laws of good, meaning they're not based on harming anyone else, they don't interfere with anyone else's freedom, they're from a point where it serves us and others, whatever your core values are, the truth will find expression. Your desire will find expression. Number 22, create ideals only. Give no thought to the external conditions. They tie together, see? Create ideals only. Give no thought to external conditions. Make the world within beautiful and opulent, and the world without will express and manifest the conditions which you have within. You will come into a realization of your power to create ideals, and these ideals will be projected into the world of effect. See, we're participating. We are participating with the basic, elementary, first law of cause and effect. Create ideals only. Create the perfect ideal life. The perfect situation, circumstance, events of your life first in thought within you. Not looking at external conditions. This one is so important. Create ideals only, meaning we're not going to create what ifs. We're not going to look at a situation where here's the picture, but in that picture I'm sick, or one of my loved ones is sick. We're creating the ideal situation, circumstance, events, conditions of our lives. Without this has no thought to external conditions. We're not looking to what our current conditions or anything that's going on around us. That is irrelevant. We want to make the world within beautiful and opulent. And we hold that vision, and it will externalize outside of us. We have the power to do this. We first project this on the movie screen of our mind, and then through this process of cause and effect, through this process of the law of vibration, through this process of the effect that attraction is, that movie on our mind will be projected in the world of form. Number 23, for instance, a man is in debt. He will be continually thinking about debt, concentrating on it, as thoughts are causes, the results is that he not only fastens the debt closer to him, but actually creates more debt. He is putting the great law of attraction into operation with the usual and inevitable result. Loss leads to greater loss. If you have a goal to get out of debt, that's the worst goal you can ever have. That's what this is talking about. Someone that's deeply in debt is constantly thinking about that debt. So you're only attracting more and more debt. People are in debt. Well, I'm going to go into more debt so I can pay off this debt. And it's just a never-ending thing. You can't keep focusing on the debt. I see so many posts about vibrations, and they're all wrong. What is vibrational? It's my feelings. No, it's not just your feelings. It's a combination. It's a composite of a lot of things. And you have to look at the underlying vibration. You can have positive feelings and positive emotions and positive thoughts, but what is your belief level below the surface? What is the underlying paradigm that needs to be shifted and changed and replaced? We have to look to the programming. So this is a great example. As somebody that's in debt, can, if they're affirming all day long, I am debt free, I am rid of this debt, that's a terrible affirmation. So you have to be very, very careful where your words, where your energy is, because where your energy goes, your energy flows. And if it's flowing to debt all the time, you're only going to increase more of it. Number 24, yes, I'm moving through these quickly. Don't forget, you can always comment, you can always message me, you can always call me, and we can have a conversation about this. We can have a conversation about you being in alignment with your goals and dreams. Remember, I'm not some guru sitting up on the mountain. I'm just somebody that's gone through this material, has been studying it for years and years and years and years and years, and made some positive changes in my life by applying this knowledge, by living this knowledge, by modeling it and demonstrating it. So I am not unreachable. I am willing to talk to you. So let's have a conversation. Number 24 says, what then is the correct principle? Concentrate on the things you want, not on the things you do not want. Think of abundance. Idealize the methods and plans for putting the law of abundance into operation. Visualize the condition which the law of abundance creates. This will result in manifestation. Did you get that? It doesn't say anything about rocket science. What then is the correct principle? Concentrate on the things you want, not on the things you don't want. When we concentrate on the things we don't want, that's worry, isn't it? And worry is actually praying for what we don't want to take place. Why in the world would you want to do that? Why would you not concentrate on what you do want? But make it present tense. Don't concentrate on it by thinking, oh, someday I'll have this, because you're always putting it in the future, which doesn't exist. That future will never get here because you keep putting it off in the distance. Make your vision real right now in your mind. Visualize the condition which the law of abundance creates. This will result in manifestation. You draw on the infinite to create your movie, to create the image in your mind's eye. It has to come true. Number 25, if the law operates perfectly to bring about poverty, lack, and every form of limitation for those who are continually entertaining thoughts of lack and fear, it will operate with the same certainty to bring about conditions of abundance and opulence for those who entertain thoughts of courage and power. You have to stand strong. You have to be courageous. You have to know that you are power. You are made of power, that you possess the power to do this thing, because it's all within you. It's not outside of you. Nothing outside of you needs to change. You need to change what's going on the inside of you. This reminds me of a quote by Napoleon Hill. She says, no more effort is required to aim high in life, to demand abundance and prosperity, than is required to accept misery and poverty. And right here, Charles says, if the law operates perfectly to bring about poverty, lack, and every form of limitation for those who are continually entertaining thoughts of lack and fear, it will operate with the same certainty to bring about conditions of abundance and opulence for those who entertain thoughts of courage and power. That is just so true. You think poverty thoughts, you think lack thoughts, you think limiting thoughts, you think limitation thoughts, and you get more of the same, because you're staying there, you're stuck there, you're on the hamster wheel. Why? Because you look at the poverty, you look at the lack, you look at what you don't have, you focus all your energy and just, oh, I don't have anything, and you affirm it all day long. I can't afford it, I can't afford it, I can't afford it. Oh, that's too much money, that's too much money. And you're drilling it deep into your subconscious mind over and over every day, focusing all your attention. Look at my conditions. I can't afford it. Look at the poverty. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. Over and over and over and over again. So you have created feelings about your conditions, and those feelings create more actions that are in alignment with the conditions that you don't want. Over and over and over again. And you say, well, I don't want these conditions. I don't want this poverty. I don't want this lack that I'm living in. Well, quit focusing on it. Quit supporting it. Quit calling it in and announcing it to yourself, and everybody else will listen. Worrying about the bill, worrying about the payment, worrying about the next thing that's going to come in, constantly checking the bank balances. I know, because I've been there. And it's an endless loop. It's a hamster wheel that gets you nowhere fast. Close your eyes, breathe, start to picture the life you would love to live, start to create it in your mind's eye, in your mind, Everything that you see was created in this way. First in the mind as a picture, then made manifest in the world of form. The chair you're sitting on, the bed you lay on, the table, the door, the automobile, the hot air balloon, airplanes, first in the mind. You can do the same thing. Create your life, the life you would love to live. And you'll be on your way to making it manifest in the world of form. We'll continue, hopefully wrap this up with the next episode. Should be out in the next day or two. Until then, I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day. This is Dr. Cause. Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina thanking you for tuning in to the Genesis Frequency.